Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Austin, and may I please have your first and last name so I can locate your account?
Yes, my name is Darlene Armijo, Armijo.
All right. Thank you for that. Let's see what's going on here. And you had called asking for support?
Not for support. I wanted to speak with someone because I, on January 10th, I ordered the CryoMax Duo.
Mm-hmm.
And I still haven't received it because it keeps being sent to the wrong address and returned back to the company in Maine. And then
I see. Well, we can change that address real quick.
See, what happened was I was sending it to Taos because my brother ordered it, and I ordered it for him and sent it to his address.
So mm-hmm.
And it was a street address which didn't have a post office box, so that was my fault. So I called in and corrected it and sent it to the P.O. box number, and the lady mm-hmm. said she updated it, and it went to Taos, and it went back to the street address, and it got shipped back. And then I called her again, and she said, okay, I've triple checked this time, it's right. It sent out again. It went to the street address, got shipped back. So I called her again. And this time I said, just ship it to me. I'll have to travel 2 hours to take it to him. And I called the last time on the 9th of February, and I still haven't received anything.
Okay. Let's see
and
here.
This is crazy. I mean, the first time I can understand, you know, but this is unsad. It's just not right.
And you said your name was Darlene Armijo?
That's correct. And the person that I was using it, I mean, shipping it to in the first place was Abel Romero, my brother.
Okay. I do see two accounts for that. One of them is most likely old. Let me check if this one's the new one.
The last time I placed an order was 2019, because I turned my sister onto the stuff and she loves it, so I was having her buy it for me when she ordered it.
Okay, this.
And then I turned my brother onto it and another friend, and they all love the stuff. But this is crazy for this last one I did for my brother.
Okay, yeah, I see where it was reshipped.
That's a question I have. Do you have to wait for the item to come back before you ship it out again?
No, ma'am, I don't believe so.
I mean, am I waiting for the one that's been shipped since January?
What was the address you needed it shipped to?
Well, the previous address that it was supposed to be was P.O. Box 3485 in Taos, New Mexico. And then after the third time that it got returned back to your warehouse, I decided to change it to Albuquerque, which is an inconvenience because then I got to drive 2 hours to Taos to take it to my brother.
Well, what I'm seeing here for the shipping address is 301 Ricardo Lane.
That's mine. I changed that. That was the fifth time that I called and said, just change it to my dang address.
Right. So that's where this last one should be shipped to.
I'm trying not to be furious, but this has been since January 10th.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not furious. I'm just frustrated.
All right. That was shipped on February 12th. Or they sent it to be reshipped. Let me just see whenever it was done. Received a shipping confirmation email. That was the 15th.
Mm-hmm. So if I called on the 9th, you mean the order didn't get put out right away? I had to wait for the previous one to get to the warehouse to do a reship?
Because
if it shipped out on the 12th and I called on the 9th and I spoke with Shaney, she's the one I've been dealing with for
a while,
for the last month.
Let's see here.
I'm just curious because I thought, well, since I spoke with them on the 9th, I thought they would have got shipment out that day, knowing that the other one was already headed back to the warehouse
mm-hmm.
for the third time.
Right. Well, let me see here, because there are two accounts, like I was saying. Let me check.
What's the second account?
This one's under Abel Romero. So
yeah, that was the first one that I was trying to ship it to, and it just kept getting sent back to the warehouse for three times.
Right. Yeah. check this one as well.
And then I finally got a little frustrated, so I said, forget that address. Just ship it to me then. Mm-hmm. But it's already the 18th, and I spoke to someone on the 9th, and I...
Yeah, I'm seeing on the 9th. New address for reship. Place. Okay.
It's just... I'm just wondering if you have to wait for the one from the warehouse to come back to reship the same one.
Well, I'm seeing it was reshipped again on the 12th.
The
12th. Let me check the shipping real quick. The tracking number, excuse me. Now, this
if
one
I
says
called,
delivered on February 10th. Let's see.
Yeah, back to the main warehouse.
Yeah, to original sender.
That's what's happened three times.
February 10th. What is going on with that? I'm going to check the other one and see what's going on with that one.
I'm just curious because I thought maybe since I spoke with someone on the 9th, they would have sent out, being that it's the third time it's happened, they would have sent something out that day. And then if it didn't reship till the 12th, I'm like, what the heck?
Looks like you had called it on the 12th and doing it again because we have a specific note, but I'm not sure, though. It could be that someone had just got onto it by then. But this one I'm seeing says it'll be delivered by the 20th on Saturday.
Jesus.
Let me make sure everything is good. It's in transit now. Mm-hmm. And that will be to 301 Ricardo Lane.
And it's going to be late then because I'm leaving the Taos on Friday, tomorrow.
Oh, no.
This is...
I'm sorry you have to go through all this. I've never seen this before, honestly. Why do they have so many problems with that?
You know, the lady said she had changed it on the computer, the address, the first time.
Right.
And then it didn't. It went, I called her back right away and said, my email says it's still shipping to the street address, 408 Orchard Lane, and that's the wrong one. And she goes, well, my computer says this. And I said, okay. And sure enough, it shipped to the street address again, and it happened again. My brother's already giving up, and you know it's a good. I love the CryoMax, but this, and I know you're a small company, but this is really crazy.
Right, it is.
And being that I've got you with three brand new customers that are ordering from you, I mean you could check
exactly.
Their names. I'm just I'm upset.
I don't blame you, ma'am. Not one bit. It should have been done correctly the first time, not the fifth.
You know, I don't mind the first time. I understand mistakes happen. We all do them. Stuff happens. It was my fault, I'll say, the first time. But the second, the third, you know, I'm just...
But this one's still on the way. Like I said, it should. It says it'll be there by the 20th. And it should be going, like I said, to 301 Ricardo Lane. I don't know why it's taking so long, but... Here, because it left out on the 15th.
So if I called on the 9th, why did it take so long to leave?
I'm not sure. Cause like I'm showing the 12th, but even then, that's 3 days later. It should have been at least same or next day.
I just expected a little more, being that it was the third time, and about the sixth time today is that I've called, you know.
Right. Yeah, I don't blame you at all. This is crazy. I'm surprised you hadn't gotten me before. Trust me, I'm going to get it fixed for you. If I've talked to the owner, I can get it fixed. I'll try to deliver by the expected delivery date. I mean, it looks like this one's on its way, and it looks like it's actually working out correctly. Another one.
Fourth Time's a Charm.
Insufficient address.
Yeah, that's what happened to Taos, to 408 Orchard Lane, and I had I changed it after the first time that happened. I changed it, and it was changed supposedly on the computer. And then it went to 408 again. I called back. She said, I've double-checked. I've had my supervisor check. It's changed. And when I got the confirmation saying it's still saying 408, she said, no, ma'am. On my computer, it says P.O. Box. And I said, okay. It got shipped to 408 again. And I called again. I just hope his credit card isn't being charged over and over and over and over.
Oh, no. That would, yeah, even if that happened, no, we couldn't. There's no way.
Like I said, I understand mistakes, but this is crazy.
Yeah, not Alabama five in a row.
Going about for a month and a half now waiting on an item.
Right, right. But yeah, this one should be on its way now. It shouldn't have an issue. I verified this address. You know, he told me about it. It's 301 Ricardo Lane. Burn Leo. I'm assuming that's how it's pronounced.
Burn Leo, yes.
Yep. New Mexico, 87004. Okay. Phone number.
Unfortunately, then my brother will have to wait another 2 weeks before I go back to Taos because it's coming in the day after I leave.
I apologize for that. But, yes, ma'am. Let's see here. Anyway, we did anything else? Because that one's already gone. We can't really do nothing about that since the USPS has it now. But hopefully that will be received. Honestly, I think that's all we can do. We'll just wait on that one.
Okay, essentially no help. Okay, thank you very much then.
Yeah, I apologize. But is there anything else I can do for you?
Yeah, I've heard that quite a few times already.
Yeah. And once it's already out, you know, USPS has it right now. But,
Well, I would have thought on the third time that they had it, it would have been at least shipped out on the 9th or 10th at least, not 3 days later to get shipped out. So that's telling me that it has to wait till the item comes back, and then they reship that same item. That's what that's telling me.
But thank you for calling Omega Shelf, and you have a great day.